Chapter 4. Dirk Neffler. My plain blue shirt pulled tight across my shoulders, and the mid-morning sun warmed my back as the wagon rolled at a lumbering pace. I leaned forward and encouraged the two horses to move with a little more spirit. Even though this journey to the Neumann farmstead was going to delay my work in the tinsmith shop, I was glad to be outdoors on such a beautiful day. Brother Bosch's request had surprised me, for generally one of the farmhands would have been asked to perform such chores. However, the large groups of workers had already departed for the fields, and the trunks would be difficult for the older brother to wield on his own. "The Lord placed you in my path, Brother Dirk," he'd told me, when he stepped inside the shop a short time ago. I had smiled at his comment, for I wondered how I could be in his path when I'd been indoors working, but I refrained from asking such a question. And when he said he had a chore for me to complete, I didn't mention the fact that I had more than enough work to keep me busy for several weeks. When a brother or sister needed help, others were expected to lend a hand. Such was the way of life in the colonies. Werner Büttner, the 14-year-old assigned to apprentice with me, entered the shop before Brother Bosch departed. "Take young Werner along. He has a strong back and can help you lift the trunks into the wagon. With my aching bones, I could never provide as much help as Werner." Once again, I had agreed, though I would have preferred to have Werner remain and complete a small task or two at the shop. Then again, perhaps having him at my side would be a better choice. Although he'd expressed interest in learning to become a tinsmith, the boy hadn't proved to be a particularly capable student. Only after the elders had assigned him to work with me did I learn that he'd already proved a poor fit at the tailor's shop, the bakery, and the cooper's shop. In addition, both the cobbler and the broommaker had declared Werner unable to satisfactorily complete tasks in their workshops. After failing in one or two of the trades, most young lads were assigned...